USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Retired General Motors workers are urging GM officials to reconsider plans to close four plants in the United States and one in Canada as part of a restructuring plan. GM officials contending they will be able to save $6 billion by 2020 by closing those factories, as well as laying off thousands of factory workers and executives. Senator-elect Mitt Romney and his family hoping to cheer up others during the holiday season as his wife and other members of the Romney clan stopped by the Ronald McDonald House in Salt Lake City last night.
It's a chance for us to share some of the joy that we have in our family with families that have come here from all over the world, really.
The facility offers free food and lodging to families with kids undergoing nearby medical procedures. It may be Christmas Eve, but the National Retail Federation estimates more than 22 million Americans still need to shop today, and most of the nation's stores and malls are open early to late. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump receiving both criticism and support on the Sunday talk shows for his decision to pull troops out of Syria. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta went on Fox News Sunday to strongly criticize President Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, saying the move sends a terrible message to the United States allies around the globe and threatens the country's national security.
The question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as President of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union praised the president for deciding to pull out of Syria.
It isn't going to be easy to find peace, but leaving our troops there is sort of like a tripwire to a much larger war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And the very latest now on that drone scare at a British airport, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
British police say the two people initially arrested in connection with a string of drone sightings that brought London's Gatwick Airport to a standstill are innocent. The two, a man and a woman, were released on Sunday without charges, and police say they did cooperate fully. Whoever operated the drones apparently still at large. The investigation continues, the airport offering a reward of over $60,000 for information leading to an arrest or arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.